Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, because we got Gene Siciliano back on the show. Gene is a financial expert. He's a small business financial expert. He's a guy who helps people like you and me do a better job of running our businesses financially. He's the author of the book Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. That's the man or the woman who's running the company and having to deal with all the finances of a company. But we're not CPAs, we're not accountants, we're not auditors by education, but yet we still have to understand what all this stuff means. Well, Gene's the man. He helps us with this all the time, and he's here with some really important information. Gene, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Gene's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, many years. And, Gene, one of the things I know you've been working on... Well, before we get into the... I know we're going to talk about the five mistakes that people need to avoid. Talk to us about what you think has been learned in 2009. What do you think about, in terms of, you know, I was saying at the beginning of the year, I predicted at the beginning of the year, that 2009 was going to be a standalone year, that it was going to be a transition year between the old era and the new era. The new eras from January 1, 2010 forward. But 2010 was going to be a buffer year, a break, a transition. But I don't know if you agree with that or not, but you can say if you want to. But mainly, what do you think we learned in this buffer year?
Well, it's a really good question, Jim. What have we learned? And we really, I think there are two we's here, and the press talks about it as Main Street and Wall Street.
Yep.
And I think Main Street has learned a lesson. They've learned that they need to be more conservative in their spending. They need to save more. They've learned they need to live a more financially responsible life.
Be more judicious with leverage.
Yeah, you never know when things can suddenly turn around on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that Wall Street has learned that lesson yet. They've got to have pressure from the government to do things that sensible businesses would do as a matter of course coming out of this. So I am a little critical of the Wall Street side of it.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Gene, because I have been too. See, because you and I think you probably agree with me, the problems we're in right now were created by the dangerous partnership between Wall Street and Washington, D.C.
I think that's really true.
Over the years. Now, I'm not just talking about this year or 4 years ago. I'm talking about for the last 25 years.
But you remember the film Wall Street a number of years ago?
Yeah.
Well, I think an awful lot of that is really absolutely true. I think there's just too much greed that runs around there, and it needs to be brought under control.
Well, but the greed, though, Gene, is perpetuated and promoted by the stupid policies of our government that they pass for one reason and one reason only: to get reelected. I mean, when you got people who can influence the marketplace for the single purpose of getting reelected, and you and I both know the marketplace isn't that simple.
I am not going to defend the politicians out there, my friend.
Yeah, and so, but back to the good guys, and I mean this, and I'm not trying to start a war here, Gene. I don't think you are either. But you and I both know the good guys are on Main Street.
Yep, that's the heartland of our. These are the people that do
right.
All the work.
And so do you think on Main Street we've learned that we can no longer just sit with our heads in the sand and let these other groups rule our world?
Well, if you look at all of the transitional periods financially in our country's history, I think you'll find that those lessons are hard to learn permanently. I think this generation has learned it.
Yeah.
I suspect the next generation will hear it from this generation and they'll carry it forward. But at some point, it's going to have to be relearned again, because we are a nation of consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And consuming and saving are not compatible with one another.
Right. Right.
So I hope we have learned it, but I suspect we have learned it for maybe a decade.
I hope that one of the things we've learned, Gene, is that it's important for us to pay attention to who we elect, Republican or Democrat, and make sure that person, that those people we elect actually are going to do the things that will help our small businesses, not hurt our small businesses.
Boy, I'd love that, Jim, but I just think
but Gene, if we could band together, if small business owners got organized, we could rule the world. You know that, don't you?
we'd certainly run it better.
We got to get organized. We're just not organized. That's the problem. Hold on to that thought. We come back. Five mistakes to avoid, ladies and gentlemen, in 2010 with Gene Siciliano. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.